first, it was the Bay Area of San Francisco, which is just gorgeous at the sunrise. Then it was the mountains until the desert. And then I had hours of desert with all the shades, all the colors, all the lights. It's a gorgeous desert from Mojave to here. And then arriving in Phoenix with all the lights of the city.
That Swiss-born aviator Bertrand Piccard summing up in a sentence in the early hours of Saturday, May 4th, the 18-plus-hour journey he just completed in the Solar Impulse HBSIA, an airplane powered by a massive array of photovoltaic solar panels spread across its wings. The electricity produced by these solar panels is stored in batteries that allow the four wing-mounted motors spinning propellers to keep the plane aloft day and night. The HBSIA actually made it to Phoenix in about 15 hours, allowing Piccard to cruise silently over the city for the next 3 hours or so.
Now, you know, I had to wait until the airport was closed so we could land without disturbing anybody.
But nighttime flying on batteries recharged by sunlight of the previous day is not what this current leg of the Trans-American Solar Impulse journey is all about.
I think what is important to emphasize is that we are not doing this flight now to prove that we can fly day and night on solar power, because we've done it already since 3 years. Now we're really making this flight to carry together with us the names of all the people who would like to develop clean technologies, energy efficiency, to have a better world.
After leaving Phoenix in the second week of May, Solar Impulse is scheduled to fly to Dallas, St. Louis, and Washington, D.C. before arriving in New York City by early July. Conditions for the pilot inside the cockpit are far from luxurious, as Solar Impulse spokesperson Alenka Zibeto explains.
This cockpit is tiny, you know, it's 1.3 cubic meters and it's not pressurized, so the pilot needs to wear an oxygen mask. There's no heating, so when the outside temperature is minus 40 degrees Celsius, it might get up to minus 20 degrees in the cockpit. It's also an endurance test.
Piccard will be joined by fellow Solar Impulse pilot Andre Borschberg for alternating legs of this current Trans-American journey. As Borschberg explains, the plane itself can operate continuously, but a human pilot really can't.
And that's the reason why we have limited ourselves to flight of maximum 24 hours. I think for safety reasons, we didn't want to exceed this time. The airplane could fly to New York by himself, so it's fully sustainable. The pilot will become sustainable, but it will take a bit more time.
The current HBSIA can only accommodate a single pilot, but Piccard and Borschberg plan to co-pilot an even larger two-place version, the HBSIB, around the world in 2015. Alenka Zibeto.
They're now currently building a second airplane, and the cockpit will be adapted with more advanced features. And they will also have an autopilot in the second model, which doesn't exist in this first HBSIA. And that will allow the pilot to sleep for shifts of 20 minutes throughout the day, several times a day. And that's going to be necessary, because when they're going to be crossing the oceans, it might take 3 days for the Atlantic and 5 days for the Pacific.
But as Bertrand Piccard is quick to remind, flying across the United States or even around the world is only a means to an end for Solar Impulse. Perpetual flight with power coming exclusively from the sun has positive aspects for both environment and commerce.
Normally, when we speak about protection of the environment, when we speak about climate change, it's really boring. It's all the problems, and nobody knows what to do. So we try to see it the other way around. What are the solutions that we can do that simultaneously protect the environment and also create jobs and sustain profit for the industry? So Solar Impulse for this is a good demonstration that renewable energies can achieve incredible and impossible things. And you're the witness of it. So now you know the impossible can be done with renewable sources of energy.
I'm Benjamin Need for Arizona Spotlight.